Every podcast topic is crafted and led with the thought of you in mind. And just like this podcast, I also have a published book. It's called Without Ruin, Pearls of Wisdom for the Triumphant Woman. You know, pearls are so precious you would want to protect them. But the same cannot be said about these pearls of wisdom that I've gained along the way. In my book, I've covered all the bases for living a life free from sexual compromise. I want you to have these pearls and I want you to pass them on to others around you. If this 30-second plug has captured your attention at all, you need to get the book Without Ruin, Pearls of Wisdom for the Triumphant Woman, written by me, your host, Berthina Jackson. Head to Amazon.com to get your copy.
Ladies, your natural instinct is to worry. You worry about your children, your health, your relationship, and everything else under the sun. It's a classic case of worry wart syndrome. If you tend to worry needlessly, you are not alone. Welcome to the She Strives With Faith podcast with Berthina Jackson. Berthina is a two-time divorcee, single mother, and war veteran who suffered from anxiety, but learned to let go and let God. Berthina will share captivating and down-to-earth conversations on how to strive by faith. Here's your host, Berthina Jackson.
Welcome back to the She Strives With Faith podcast. Listen, today I am going to be talking about health and wellness. I am on this journey, ladies, for us to improve our health. So today I have titled this episode, Fake Positivity. My question for you, could being an optimist or faking it improve your health? Well, if you're the type of person who believes everything will work out eventually and bad situations are only temporary, it's very likely you have an optimistic personality. And congratulations, because that could mean major health benefits for you. Now, I am a researcher, and I love to hear what the experts have to say. So according to Harvard Medical School, several studies have suggested a connection between a positive outlook, that's right, optimism, and better outcomes from surgery, a stronger immune system, better heart function, and even, ladies, a longer lifespan. And I don't know about you, but I want to live for a long time. God willing, I will live to be 100 years old. But in the meantime, I'm going to continue to practice positive thinking, okay? Optimism, right? In another study, research participants who have a positive view of life tended to be able to adjust to pain easier, which can lead to lower levels of chronic pain management. Now, that's good news. Also, being optimistic can also help you stick to healthy habits. All right, now, researchers suggested optimistic people have been shown to engage more fully in behaviors like regular exercise, moderate alcohol consumption, and smoking avoidance. This is good, ladies. This is real good. You know, one of the things that I want to talk about is fake positivity. And what I mean by that is that there are women and men who say everything is totally fine when it's not. And I call it fake positivity. Here's a true story about my brother. Almost a year ago, my brother's wife passed away at the age of 50. And everything about it was just so heartbreaking. It was just so sad, okay? But the good thing is my brother had a strong family support network, and he had four brothers who checked on him daily. So after a few weeks, I called my brother. I sent him a text message, and I asked him how he was doing. I asked him how the kids were doing. And my brother's three-word text reply was, "All good, sister. All good, sister." Wait a minute. Something about that response sounded a little suspect, or sus, as the kids would say. Now, I probed a little bit, but I didn't want to push my brother, so I kind of left it alone. But when I talked to my mom about it, the person who knew him the best, she confirmed my gut feeling. My mother said, what your brother is really saying is all is not good. Now, I didn't have a term for it at the time, like I couldn't describe it, but I could see what was happening with my brother. And so I named it. I called it fake positivity. And why did I call it fake positivity? Because that's when you aren't comfortable with difficult emotions and you don't allow yourself to experience or discuss those negative emotions. You know, for people like my brother, it's nothing but good vibes only. Okay. So you'll hear my brother say things like, I feel fine. Things are great. Keep him busy. When things are not fine or great, or he'll say something like, well, my wife is in a better place now. You know, that's optimistic. Yeah. But on the inside, he's hurting. He's in pain. He's grieving. And he doesn't want anyone to know that. Now, listen, I'm not coming down on my brother. And I'm going to tell you the truth. You don't need to be super happy, super cheerful all the time to tap into your inner optimism. What I'm talking about here is like, be for real about what you're feeling. That's what I'm getting at. Fake optimism has no place in our life because that can cause even more problems for us, okay? It can cause more stress when we're faking it and we're not being real. Now, the thing about optimism is that it is simply having confidence or hopefulness about the future. And it's the ability to see the good aspects of a situation rather than only the negative parts. See, when it's not authentic, when it's not real, positivity can intensify the stress that we experience. And see, that's what people don't understand. They don't understand that. And that, my friend, that right there can have a negative effect either indirectly or directly on every part of your life, every area of your life, from your mental health to your relationships to your ability to practice healthy behaviors, all of that. Plus, slapping a "it's fine" label over everything can block us, can block you from recognizing problems. And that stops us from solving the problem. So my brother was showing fake positivity. And that's what I don't want us to do, ladies. We have got to protect our health. Now, listen, positive thinking itself isn't bad, okay? Positivity can help us feel capable and resourceful and strong and lead to growth. I'm all about being positive in every circumstance. But when it comes to toxic positivity or fake positivity, that right there leads to inactivity, more stress, more depression, more worry, all of that. Okay? And how many of you find yourself getting stuck in everything's okay? Mm-hmm. Listen, my goodness, why do we say everything is okay when it's really not okay? Why? Because we want people to think we're superwoman. We're superhuman. We can handle any and everything. We're not allowed to let our feelings show. But it's time to be honest. It's time to be honest. I can do all I can to eat 3 servings of vegetables, a healthy carbohydrate, lean protein. I can exercise and get plenty of rest, okay? Because all of that is key to maintaining a good, healthy body. But you and I both know maintaining a healthy eating regimen, it can seem like an impossible mission when we're so busy being mothers, working full-time jobs, working on our relationships, volunteering on the PTA at school, being a greeter at our local church, running the kids here and there and everywhere. Oh my goodness, we are constantly on the go. And the attraction of sweets, fast food, and caffeine is calling our name. And honey, with all that going on, there will be days where we give in. There will be days when we put off going to the gym or we don't feel motivated to watch a hip hop abs video. Okay? And if you've been eating a kale salad with balsamic vinaigrette dressing every day of the week, you'll get to the point where you've had enough of the green leafy stuff and you stop at Kentucky Fried Chicken for some fried chicken and mashed potatoes. Oh, yes. And who said it's wrong to have a cheat day? It's not. Having a cheat day, it's okay. As a matter of fact, just the other day, I had a Snickers bar. Oh, yes, I felt a little guilty, but I didn't hang on to the guilt. I released it. Now, if you start feeling guilty, allow yourself to feel the emotion. Don't fake it. Don't pretend like you're not feeling it. You know, if you need to talk it over with a friend or a counselor, do that. But don't pretend to be okay if you're not. Recognize the feeling for what it is. You know, the problem is that so many people carry with them the pain of their past, things they wish they had done differently, things they regret saying, the pain that they caused other people or things that were inflicted on them. But let me tell you, my sister, God did not intend for us to carry around such heavy burdens and baggage. God did not intend for us to be carrying around fake positivity. All right? It's the enemy of our souls that ties us down with such things in an effort to keep us from living our lives in the freedom of Jesus Christ. Okay, it hinders us from being all that Christ has called us to be. We were called to be healthy women. Yes, we were. But sometimes we step outside of that healthy schedule, that healthy regiment. We don't stick to it, and it's okay. But that doesn't mean that we have to beat ourselves down. And that doesn't mean that someone asks us how we're doing, how we're feeling today, how's that exercise regimen going. You don't have to fake it. Be real. Tell the truth. Okay? And here's something else. Remember that food is not our enemy. Food shouldn't be classified as good or bad. It's really about portion control and eating less processed food. So don't quit on yourself. And every day that God wakes you up is another opportunity to try again. So do you know if fake positivity is getting in your way? Well, here's something to consider. I got four major points that I want to give you. You don't permit yourself to experience or discuss difficult emotions such as anger or grief. That's how you know that fake positivity is getting in your way. Number two, repressed negative emotions seem to leak out in other ways through tension, drinking too much, exploding with anger, all of that. That's a sign. Number three, you feel guilty or ashamed whenever you experience a negative emotion like frustration or sadness. That's a problem. You feel uncomfortable when people around you are suffering. So you say things like, oh, just look on the bright side. That's because you're uncomfortable with the suffering. You're uncomfortable with those emotions. That's a problem. That's fake positivity. Well, if you're dealing with fake positivity, here's what you can do about it. Number one, when you notice a negative emotion, name it. This can be as simple as saying out loud, I'm feeling angry, or I'm feeling lonely right now. Number two, be curious. Is there something important or valuable that the emotion is trying to tell you? If the emotion had a voice, what would it say? Finally, number three, welcome the feeling as a necessary and normal life experience that's neither good nor bad. I'm going to close with this. It's a process. It is a process. It takes time, but recognizing and working your way past fake positivity can help relieve the hidden stress that makes life so much harder, okay, and holds you back from the great life that you're supposed to have. So that brings me to the end of the conversation with you about fake positivity. But before I go, I want to ask you about your salvation. Are you saved? Do you know Jesus? Have you given your life to him? And if you have not, now is the time. Romans chapter 10, verses 9 says that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Beloved, this is your opportunity to accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior, honey. If you are ready, I want you to repeat after me. Dear Lord, I am a sinner. I repent of my sins and I need your forgiveness. I believe you died in my place and rose from the grave to make me new and to prepare me to live in your presence forever. Jesus, come into my life, take control of my life, forgive my sins, and save me. I place my trust in you alone for my salvation, and I accept your gift of eternal life. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I have prayed. Amen. Welcome, my sister. I want you to know this. Even though you recited this prayer, reciting a prayer cannot save you. If you truly want to receive the salvation that is available through Jesus, place your faith in him. Fully trust his death as the sufficient sacrifice for your sins. Completely rely on him alone as your Savior. As always, thank you for listening to the She Strives with Faith podcast. I hope you will tune in again for another episode. If you enjoyed this podcast, please share it with your friends and family. As always, love and blessings. Bye for now.
Thank you for listening to the She Strives with Faith podcast. To hear more about how you can tap into the power of striving with faith, join her next week. If you found value in the episode, give her a rating or tell a friend about the show. Follow Berthina on Facebook and Instagram for a more personal chat. Until next time, strive to keep faith alive.
Thank you so much for listening. It was really great spending time with you. Once again, I'm Berthina Jackson, author of Without Ruin, Pearls of Wisdom for the Triumphant Woman, purchasable at Amazon.com. Feel free to reach out to me on Facebook and Instagram. I look forward to hearing from you. Till next time, Berthina.